Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show for you and about you, those who work so hard for your money. And you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 million years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love, doing what you love with those you love. But most importantly, it's not just about being rich, it's about creating a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you can enrich the life of others. You can create that ripple effect. And guys, thank you so much for allowing me to create that ripple effect through you. Thank you for binging, sharing, tuning in, and doing all the great things you guys do, especially when you take this knowledge and apply it and change your life. So thank you for doing that. As always, as a reminder, be sure to check out our YouTube channel. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to the Money Ripples with Chris Miles page. There's lots of great bonus videos and video shorts and things like that that can really just enhance the education experience you have. So go check that out now.
Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double-digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually earn double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. So guys, if you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com.
Okay, guys. So I'm bringing on a fun friend here for you guys. Like, this guy's actually in mastermind groups I'm in with, like, Family Mastermind, and I think even CG too, right? I can't remember if you're in.
Not CG. I got to jump on that one though. I'm dropping the
Yeah. maybe in the future. Maybe by the time this airs, you'll be in CG. I don't know. But in any case, so I've got Rafael Cortez here, right? So Rafael, the one thing that's awesome is that this guy at the age of 19 was a firefighter for Yuma County, one of the youngest guys there. And also decided to start his entrepreneur journey. And so he got his entrepreneur going. He had his first business at 21, launched his first company at 23, and now has profitably invested in wholesale real estate. He's also been, you know, a podcaster with Wholesaling Inc. and does a lot with real estate investing and coaching and things of that nature. So Rafael, welcome to our show, man.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris, man. It's a blast. Thanks. It's an honor.
Absolutely, man. So tell us more about your story. Like, man, like, it seems like you just don't do anything slow.
Well, I feel like I do. Sometimes I have that, that internal battle, right? I feel like I'm moving too slow. Mm-hmm. But then I start getting faster. And then oftentimes, you know, things just get out of hand. But no, I'm just curious. I mean, I've been curious about life, you know, since the get-go. I think it's one of the things that's led me to having different paths in career. The curious thing is that eventually, like, they all consolidated into, you know, the single space where I'm at.
Yeah.
But yeah, I started as a firefighter when I was 19. I launched my first business. It was in transportation. So I built a transportation company. At 23, got my first government contract. So that was a good thing. And that kind of, you know, spiked the activity level and results and whatnot. So I had that. I sold that in 2014. But in 2009, I started investing in real estate. I did my first fix and flip project 2009. I started wholesaling around 2012. And I just haven't looked back, man. Real estate is the way. I didn't choose the thug life. The thug life chose me. I like to think about it that way.
Yeah, that was good timing too. What a perfect time to come to the market when everybody's running away from it, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I didn't know what I was doing. I think that helped because again, like, I was in a totally different business, right? So I didn't even own my own home during that time. So, I mean, I was renting and I was focused on transportation. So the one thing that I was concerned about was gas prices. I built a fleet of wheelchair and stretcher patient transports, and I started with one vehicle, just bought the one thing at the one van at the auction and started working that with myself. And I was the janitor, the driver, the dispatcher, the everything, and then eventually started hiring people. But when I sold it, I had a fleet of 28 vehicles, 46 employees, between the all the efforts and everything. So it moved, but I, at the beginning of it, I didn't know what was going on with the real estate, in the real estate space, because I mean, I didn't get directly hit with losing a property. I mean, I knew what was happening, of course, but I didn't, it didn't hit me at a personal level. And then I jumped in it in 2009. So it's like, man, I dodged that bullet. So I got into it, did a couple of flips. I broke even on the first few ones, and then I started getting better at them. And then I realized that, I was buying properties from people who wholesale deals. And I was looking at their assignment fees being bigger than my fix and flip profits.
Yeah.
So I was like, what's going on here? And I looked into that, and it just, long story short, I'm still doing it after, all these years, all this time.
Well, and you're in a state too that had boomed during the last recession, right? And it just crashed as well. I mean, so you saw, I mean, obviously it's hot and booming right now. I mean, it's one of the hottest places in the country, but I mean, you were seriously in a place that would have caused a lot of fear for most people.
Yeah. In 2006, I started doing loans. So I was doing loans there for a little bit. And that was kind of like my first exposure to real estate. Uh-huh. I was still transitioning, from the fire department efforts to, a couple of different things, because I knew I wanted to do something else. And I wanted was time to build the company. I was building the company, and I was doing, just other stuff. And one of the things I did was mortgages. And that's when I kind of, started seeing the thing. So I saw the price points. And then a couple of years later, everything just bottomed out. It got hit. I mean, right now there's properties, for example, there's an area in Maryville, the West Valley of Phoenix. I'm in Phoenix. And property, I mean, you have $400,000 price points on properties that, at that time were selling for $15,000.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. And times happen, right? It's been a decade plus, but it's just interesting to see the trajectory of things.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. Well, what are you passionate about now?
Coaching. It's one of the things. It's one of the things that really just inspires me, wakes me up in the morning, and pushes me to do things. At this point, I have four businesses. I own a real estate brokerage. I have my wholesale fix and flip business, which is Pulse Capital. I own the education portion where I coach real estate wholesale, and then I consult for businesses as an organizational psychologist. So I do all of that stuff. Out of those things, the one that really catches me is having the ability to empower people and really impact, the mindset from that hustler mentality to the entrepreneur mindset, and creating that shift. I feel like motivation goes a long way, right? Inspiration goes a long way, but there's nothing like empowerment. When you actually empower somebody to believe in themselves, take their own actions, and give them a path that they can follow, and then craft and shape and turn into their own path eventually. Mm-hmm. That's huge. That's huge. So I think it's one of the best, gifts that we can give if you're a giver.
Yeah. Well, and you have that, like we were talking about before the air, like we had kind of similar backgrounds. I was going the same direction, but I dropped out of college and you just kept going, right? With everything else you were doing, which just blows my mind. But you actually went more that organizational psychology route, going along with this. And I mean, how much do you see that applying with the business you're doing versus most people just getting out there hustling, just trying to make a lot of money in the real estate game? What have you noticed have been kind of like the mistakes people are making, and what could they be doing differently?
Just to kind of clarify one thing, right? I do, even though I have multiple degrees, I have two master's degrees in psychology and the bachelor's in business. And I don't think it's some absolute need to have, the degrees on the wall.
Yeah.
You can totally do things without them. We're at a point where skill set and interaction actually has a lot more weight than the titles that, are given by universities and whatnot. So with that being said, it taught me how to finish things. So going into it, I wasn't your straight A student. I learned to finish things, right, and get committed to the process of, and I did learn a lot of things through schooling and formal education. One thing that I thought was really cool was that I would learn something, for example, in the organizational psychology class, and I would apply it the next day in my business. as I mm-hmm. was going through the process, like, oh, this works for culture building. This works for, you know, leaning out the systems. Oh, this works for, you know, creating, you know, more space in the revenue or improving the overhead or, you know, whatever. Yeah. But you would learn something and then apply it right away. Like, I think that's substantial, right?
Yeah.
And you can take that, and, you know, to the bank, actually. So I use the degrees. You know, now for my business and the coaching and everything I do, I mean, I've learned a lot through them. One of the mistakes that I see, though, and I think this did have a lot to do with it. I mean, the schooling, then just seeing things from that perspective, mm-hmm. Was that when we start a business and we, especially if you're bootstrapping, right? Mm-hmm. You're trying to figure things out and then you're just, you know, funding on your own, putting the elbow grease into it, or limited funds, that type of deal, which is where most people start, a great percentage. I mean, I know that's how I got started. The hustle mentality is going to make it work, right? The mm-hmm. hustle. You know, we have that chip on the shoulder and we're hustling until this damn thing works. Uh-huh. And I'm not going to take no for an answer. I'm going to push through it. I'm going to break walls with my forehead if I have to. and it happens, right? So you get to a point of, you know, relative success and you have results coming in and whatnot. One thing that happens, you're asking about mistakes that I've seen is people stay in a prolonged state of hustle, mm-hmm. right? And one thing to understand is that hustle is a season. It's not a business strategy.
Yes.
There's got to be that shift. There has to be that catalyst that takes you from the hustle mentality to the entrepreneur mentality and taking your side business or your hustle into business form, right? And running mm-hmm. a business by the numbers, setting up your systems, your processes, hiring the proper way, knowing where to plug people in and how to hire, you know, in that sense, right? Based on the strengths that are needed for the particular jobs.
Yeah.
So organizational psychology, I mean, that's all it does. It mm-hmm. really matches the puzzle pieces together. So that's what it taught me. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know you're kind of working on a book here as well, talking about, you know, some of one of the things I love, which is, you know, profit, right? Focusing on profit and make sure you're actually building a business, you know, like you're saying, because you just can't keep just hustling to make money. Like there's gotta be a point where you start to become smarter and doing it right.
Right. If we kind of break it down into simple terms, it's life by design, right? I'm going to, mm-hmm. you know, take Tim Ferriss's, you know, model here. It's a life by design. And mm-hmm. I have an avid addiction to protect my time even more than I protect the money, right? So to me, it's important to have the ability and the freedom of choice of what I, you know, of my options. I want to own my options. If you have no system in place, mm-hmm. and you're doing everything through hustle, you're always micromanaging. You're always, you know, if you step away for 15 days, you have to come back and rebuild the company. Mm-hmm. You know, it's usually what happens, right? We see it often, especially in real estate investments. You have, you know, the investor is doing fix and flips, or the guy who's doing wholesales and whatnot. And they step away from marketing, they step away from, you know, lead generation, they step away from actually running the job site or stuff like that. And then just, you know, shit hits the fan.
They create their own rat race, really.
Exactly. So now you're caught in it, right? Mm-hmm. But there's better ways of doing things, and mm-hmm. you know, documentation of systems is one of them and whatnot. But I use my philosophy is I call it the less business, more profits philosophy. And less as in lean, effective, strategic, and simple. It's an acronym, right? It's so less. Mm. If I can turn a business into a less business, I know I can delegate it and I can step away from it. I can automate stuff and I can, you know, elevate to that space where I want to get to, right? But if I can turn a business into a lean, effective, strategic, and simple business where you have accountability, people know what they're doing, you don't have excess overhead, you're not, you know, there's no double entry points or redundancies in the business and that type of stuff, you can run, you can create this pretty solid, you know, cool little machine that's pumping out results, right? Whatever those results look like, you know, if it's leads, if it's money, if, you know, whatever you're looking for, but you can create these things. It's a question that I ask myself, right? When I'm doing something, when I'm putting together a process, a new system, where we're tackling a new challenge in any of the business. For example, we just opened nationally mm-hmm. on the wholesale business. So that's a challenge in itself.
Yeah.
We're used to, you know, the Phoenix market first, then mm-hmm. we went county, and then we went statewide, and now we just went national. So there's different things. the question is still the same. I go back to, okay, how can I turn this into a less business? How can I make this more, you know, lean, more effective, more strategic, and more simple? And I just keep kind of, you know, checking my actions as I go, and coming back to that space. So the book that's coming out, it's going to be all about that kind of stuff, how to build a system with that kind of process in mind.
That's where less is more, isn't it?
Right. Less is more. Exactly.
Absolutely. No, that's awesome, man. So what kind of people do you work with now?
I have students. I mean, I have students who've never done deals. I have students who run, you know, 20, 30 deals a month. So it's a broad array. At the end of the day, like the infrastructure is similar, right? Mm-hmm. You have different levels of performance and whatnot.
Yeah.
The bones, you know, are still the bones. You still mm-hmm. got to have that foundation of how to run a business, and you can run the same infrastructure with one person as, you know, having 10, you know, 12 employees, 15 employees. It's different roles and responsibilities. So one of the things, and actually it's interesting you say that, or you ask that, because I had one of my students ask me, so what's the difference? Like, how do I, you know, why am I having this issue? Mm-hmm. And the problem comes when you have multiple people wearing the same hat. So you can have multiple people wearing different hats, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're a solopreneur, you're going to wear different hats throughout the business. That's fine. That's understandable.
Yeah.
But when you have multiple people wearing the same hat, meaning having the same oversight over, you know, any particular responsibility, mm-hmm. there's no accountability. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
It's gonna lapse, right? Because there's finger pointing, there's things that happen. So it's stuff like that. When you take it into context and you learn how to think that way, you can craft your own processes going forward. And again, my thing is, it's really creating that mind shift. I give everybody a blueprint, right? Mm-hmm. On, okay, this is step one, step two, step three. This is how we're gonna build a business. That's the pragmatic side of things. Mm-hmm. And that's there. But I think the biggest shift really comes on that mindset.
Absolutely.
When you learn how to think or see things from an entrepreneur standpoint, as opposed from that to that hustler.
Solopreneur, mentality. Hustler.
Yeah. Hustler. Yeah. Mentality. It's completely different. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why I noticed when you said 20 to 30, I'm like, oh, that's at the time that they really got to become a business owner.
Oh yeah. I mean, at that point you have multiple acquisition reps, multiple dispo reps. I mean, you're talking PPC and marketing budgets that are, you know, $20,000-$30,000, you know, on a regular basis. It's, you know, if not more. So
yeah.
And running lean, it's a challenge, you know, at that level.
I agree. And yeah.
I like the fact that you can throttle your business. So once you have, mm-hmm. this is the thing. You can, you know, turn it into it's not an exact science, right? It's real estate investments. So market volatility is going to impact. I mean, there's mm-hmm. going to be a lot of stuff, but you have an infrastructure in place that can give you, you know, for example, KPI, key performance indicators, and that sort of thing that you're tracking. So you create this level of predictability within the business. Mm-hmm. Now you can gauge it. I mean, if you want to be a company that stays around, you know, the 10, 15 deals a month, that's doable, right? And you know what you have to do at the beginning of it to be in that space. You know what everybody is accountable to. You know how to hire for those roles. If somebody leaves, for example, you have that one role to fill, not a whole section of the business that needs to get rebuilt. So, I mean, that's important to have. So
I agree. Oh, man, this is awesome stuff, man. So if people want to be able to learn more about what you're teaching and what you have to offer, what would be the best way for them to follow you?
I'm very active on social media, so you can find me anywhere at Rafael Cortez, CEO. The regular Rafael Cortez was taken by a dude in Brazil, so I had to do something with it. I added the CEO. Yeah. Eventually, I'll buy it from the guy. He's a Brazilian celebrity. Like he does.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's gonna be a little tough, but anyway. So Rafael Cortez, CEO. Everywhere. The Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and all the platforms. So my YouTube channel, I drop a lot of content there on real estate investments, mindset, organizational psychology principles, and entrepreneurship. So that's there. And anybody who's doing real estate investments, I have a link that I can give your audience for a free download on a PDF, on a blueprint of the business. So I can give you that after the show if you want to put it on the notes.
That's great. Yeah, I'd love to have that. And we'll put that in the show notes so people can get that, you know, not download it while they're driving, but at least get it, you know, while they're at least sitting somewhere safe.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Rafael, I really appreciate your time today, man. Like, really good stuff. And obviously it doesn't take long to tell that, you know, you get it. Like, you really understand this, and you can literally save people's lives. Not just from a, you know, I'm not talking about like, it's like people are dying, but really business-wise and in their minds and their hearts, they're dying because they're overworked. Like, they don't know how to get out of that rat race, and helping them get out of that is just so essential. Yeah. So really appreciate you on that journey, 'cause that's one of my passions too. So, really appreciate your time today.
You got it, man. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. And everybody, you know, same thing, you know, it's always the same, is that we can listen to this stuff and learn it, but it's got to be applied. But it's not just about being, you know, just working harder. It's not even just about working smarter. It's about working right, doing it the right things, doing it the right way. And then you get the right, most optimal results. So guys, go and make it a wonderful, prosperous week. See you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.